We're joined now by Jerry DeShane. He's Executive Director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. Jerry, welcome back to the show.
Rob, thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, from the perspective of municipalities around the state, do you get a sense that people are thinking, hey, the state is maybe doing too much, maybe encroaching on our turf a little too much?
Absolutely, we do. It sort of ebbs and flows over history. Local governments have been frustrated by that, frankly, since statehood. Right now, I think we're going through a period where you're seeing a little bit more of it. Sometimes you see less, but right now you're seeing a little bit more.
And looking in the long term, right now it's often Republicans are being accused of doing this because they've been in control of the state government for a while. Is this something that only Republicans have done that bugs local governments, or have there been periods where Democrats have been not getting fans in local government?
Well, and I like both Representative Hutton and Representative Hesselberg are good friends of local government. But the reality is both parties take advantage of the fact that they get to set the rules in Madison. So whichever party happens to be in the majority is the party that tends to step on home rule. Those 100 bills that Representative Hesselbein mentioned, a fair number of them, as I recall, have a fair number of Democratic votes for them. So it cuts both ways. We don't blame it on one party or another.
So where do you think the line should be? What kind of test should there be before state lawmakers pass something that preempts a local ordinance?
Well, quite frankly, I think they ought to ask themselves the question of where can this particular problem best be resolved? It's a management axiom that you fix issues as close to the issue as possible. And that would mean giving local governments as much flexibility and ability to act as they possibly can have. Wisconsin passed what was called a Home Rule Amendment. It only applies to cities and villages back in 1922, thinking we would address this problem by letting cities and villages manage their own affairs. But quite frankly, that has been ignored.
Let's bring on a caller now. We've got Terry with us in Green Bay. Terry, hi. Go ahead, Terry.
My apologies. I'm concerned, obviously, like anyone else, and a lot of local officials are. They're complaining that too much power is being removed from their hands and the decision-making process. There's already been 140 laws that have been passed that have taken away local control from folks. Most recently was changes to the conditional use permit, one of the pillars of local control. That basically the new law says that public testimony no longer can be used to deny somebody applying for a conditional use permit. That's ridiculous, because locals are where they should be able to have a say what goes in their community or not.
Terry, thanks for the call. Jerry, is that something you've seen as a problem?
It is. And the conditional use permit bill that he references, although I should clarify, public testimony can be used. It just has to be fact-based. It can't be an opinion of a member of the public can't drive a decision for a conditional use permit. But what you hear in Terry's voice is what I hear on the phone from local government officials. And they can be conservative local government officials or liberal ones. They get very frustrated when they have to make a decision only to be told, oh, no, the state passed a law that says you can't do that.
Terry, thanks for that call. We'll go next to Willem on the line in Colfax. Willem, hi.
Hi. You know, in the past, it was said to me that the Republicans had stood for this principle that the government closest to the people is the best, and that would advocate for local control. And I think that, like in a township, I think the people, the residents of a township, have a right to determine what their township looks like, you know, both physically and what sort of things go on in the township. And many times the argument is for property rights, like in terms of like sand mining or things like that. But, you know, that's different than, you know, what color someone wants to paint their house. But if they want to put a mine into a township, that affects the property rights of all the other people. So that's a wider issue. And I think that Senator Tom Tiffany, who I think that also the same principle, follow the money, you see where the influence is coming from, from these outside mining companies, not local residents.
Well, thanks for the call. We're running a little short on time. Jerry, do you see, in some cases, corporate money leading state government to override local laws?
Well, I'm not going to put a label on it like that, but I will say this. Big businesses are looking for uniformity to make their operations easier to manage, more efficient. And going to the state once for a law change is easier than going to every city and village hall.
Is it, and maybe there's a case to be made for that then. Business will work better in Wisconsin, as Representative Hutton was saying, if we have that one state law instead of a bunch of local ordinances.
Well, yes and no. But what the state can't do is take into account local geography. They can't take into account the immediate wishes of the neighbors and the citizens of that area. And that's why we've always had this axiom of the closer to the problem you are, the more likely you are to come up with a good fix for the problem. I understand the desire for a uniform set of standards, but that also runs into the wishes of the voting public.
And we'll leave it there for now. Jerry, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate it.
Rob, always a pleasure, Rob. Thank you.
That was Jerry DeShane. He's executive director for the Wisconsin League of Municipalities. We've been talking about the principle of local control in Wisconsin when the state government can override local regulations and ordinances at the city or town level, county or village level. We heard earlier from two state assembly representatives, Rob Hutton, a Republican, and Diane Hesselbein, a Democrat. And you could still share your thoughts on this issue, by the way. Is this a live issue where you live? You can let us know over at the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Love to read what you have to say.